White lions are unique to the Timbavati region of South Africa, which spans about 200 square miles and is located right next to the famous Kruger National Park. The biggest misconception is that white lions are albinos, which are individuals that are unable to produce the color pigment melanin. But in fact, white lions are leucistic, which means they carry a recessive gene known as a color inhibitor. This rare gene prevents any color pigment from being deposited onto the hair shaft, causing their coats to range in color from blonde to near white. However, white lions can produce melanin, as we can see color variation in the eyes and some dark pigments in the soft tissues of the lips and paw pads. Albinos often have red eyes because the underlying blood vessels are visible due to the lack of retinal pigment. Leucistic animals produce melanin and therefore have colored eyes. It's interesting to note that this recessive gene is so rare that it is possible that the lion's parents and littermates can be a normal tawny color. The leucistic trait exhibited by these animals is so extremely rare that white lions had not been seen in the wild for many years. Reasons for this were often speculated, and due to their increasing popularity, the Global White Lion Protection Trust was founded back in 2002. In 2004, they successfully reintroduced a group of captive white lions back into the wild. They then discovered that the hunting success of this group was comparable to tawny lions in the same region. This was significant because it was thought that the white coats led to a lack of camouflage, but has never been proven scientifically. In 2006, two white lion cubs were seen, and recently more sightings of white lion cubs in a lion pride in Kruger National Park. It's important to realize that the pertinent threats facing lion populations today are hunting and habitat destruction.